I'm going to bring the Land Use Committee of February 19th to order. It is 3:03. Present are Council President Hartley Nagel, Councilpersons Tackett, Carter, Smiley, Cartier, Woods, Hollins, Diller, and I'm Janet Kilpatrick, and Durham. I'm Janet Kilpatrick, co-chair of the committee, and taking the notes are Anthony DeFerry. Can I have a motion on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes and recognize Councilman Hollins.
Second.
All in favor? No, I saw him. I said it.
She said it.
I went out of order to say it, but then I missed D.
He needs special attention.
Yeah, we'll give him special attention, just not at this moment. All in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number three, Resolution 18093, just a correction. This is not a resolution, this is an ordinance. And because it was posted wrong, I did seek legal advice on this and was told that it changes nothing, that it's, everybody got notice that it was going to be discussed, so they had the ability to come and have this discussion. And the timing of it's not like we're having a meeting tonight and think we can talk about an ordinance and land use today and vote on it tonight. We are still under the legal time limits that we need to bring this forward. So this is Ordinance 18093 to place a one-year moratorium on all major land development applications and certain minor land development applications, proposing the use of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal septic systems in Newcastle County. And the department is here. This is their ordinance, along with Special Service of Public Works. Sorry. And they, I saw from email, have a presentation. Keep in mind as we go through this that we are voting basically on what I'm calling enabling legislation. If we vote this in, what we are saying is that we are giving the department a year to figure out a path forward in how they want to handle septic and sewer in Newcastle County. Okay. Rich Hall.
Thank you. Rich Hall, General Manager of Land Use. So I have, I think it's 8 slides, trying to keep it 10 or under. I can't quite do the fast job that Councilman Kilpatrick did the last Land Use Committee.
Three-minute meeting.
Yes, right. I'm not going to be able to do that for you today, but I'm going to try to keep it close. This is an issue we've been talking about a good bit over the past year and a half, I'd say. And we have the Apple software update popping up here for some reason.
You're taking too long, Rich.
Yeah, there you go. I'm already getting the hook.
You're already getting
the digital hook. There you go. So we want to bring to you here, as the chairman mentions, a draft septic moratorium. And I'm going to talk about why here in a second. So just so you know, this draft ordinance was introduced in September. And went to PLUS in October and went through the planning board in January, and here we are here in February before the Land Use Committee. And what it does is it places a year moratorium on major subdivisions on septic systems. So a major is over 5 lots and 5 lots or more. So minor subdivisions on septic systems can certainly occur, but it provides a moratorium on major subdivisions on septic systems. The reason that we're doing this is, and I'll show you in a couple of maps in just a minute, but we're concerned as we look especially south of the canal, and as you all know, we're working on a sub-area plan for south of the canal. So what we're seeing, some of the waves of growth down there occurring, we had at one point a 300 lot septic subdivision proposed. To me, that's one of the scariest things as a planner I've ever seen. And we thought it made sense as we're planning for this area that we ought to try to have a pause, if you will, and enable us to have time to work with the community and other stakeholders to come up with a plan south of the canal, given the zoning's in place, the sometimes uncertainty of where sewer's going and where it's not going, and the growth trends, that we thought it made sense to have a one-year pause as we build this plan, which has started. We had a great meeting just 2 or 3 weeks ago a visioning meeting in Odessa for the South Atlanta plan. And so that's been moving along. This proliferation of septic systems is bad from infrastructure perspective. Large amounts of septic systems, especially concentrated, creates a long-term, even medium-term liability, not only from a water quality perspective, infrastructure, going and repairing those, retrofitting them sewer when they fail. Also equity. People on septic systems do not pay a sewer bill, obviously. Those on sewer do. So it's just not good growth policy to have major amounts of your growth on septic systems. That's not unique to Delaware, to Newcastle County. It's just it's a bad practice in the planning infrastructure, water resource profession. And I mentioned the subarea plan there. I think you guys seen these maps before. I did take some of the other maps out that were countywide. I just want to focus briefly here. And this will just give you some perspective of how growth is changing south of the canal. South of the canal, but above MOT. So basically you have the west wing, as we referred to it, over here, central core, and then east wing over here. There's the canal. There's Middletown right here in the middle. And what you're going to see, this is showing you building permits up to 2006. I'm going to show you two more maps. It's going to look like a little bit like thunderstorms going across the landscape on your weather, your favorite weather app. So this is essentially what we know, where we have COs, certificates of occupancy. So we know that these have been built, and it's a heat map type arrangement here. So you're seeing where the concentration of the growth was up to 06 right there, down here primarily. This is showing you subdivision activity. So these are where subdivisions have been approved. For the most part, these aren't built yet, but this is where development is occurring. And then this is what we're seeing up to 18 is pending subdivision. Some of these are formally submitted. Some of these are areas where we know developers are considering building subdivisions, and the rate of change, especially within the West Wing, that's for the most part not planned for sewer. I think we saw, 70 in the past 10 years, roughly 70 septic systems built over a 10-year period in that part of the county, again, the West Wing. And then just in the last, within the last 6 months or so, we've seen around 900 proposed in that part of the county. So that concerns us. It's not the only part, but that certainly is the main part of the county we're concerned about proliferation of growth on septic systems. And this is simply showing you an overlay. I think I've shown some of you this map before, but just to give you kind of a sense of what's in play from a development perspective south of the canal. So those yellow, orange kind of areas on the map are a result of many overlays. But so what's taken out, areas are already built, they're protected, so floodplains or wetlands or parks or easements, protective easements, those are all subtracted. So those are in the white or tan on the map. And then the orange, yellow on the map are billable lands that are in play. So that's just to give you a sense of what's buildable south of the canal. And I'm going to finish up just two more slides. This is just a series of questions, issues we talk about when talking about planning. It's good growth, kind of smart growth kind of questions. We're going too fast, too slow, building the right things in the right place. Are we targeting areas for redevelopment, revitalization? Are we spreading out? Are we adequately planning for infrastructure, be it sewer, transportation, what have you? Are we adequately planning for economic development and housing? And most importantly, I think kind of wraps it all together, 30 years or more from now, will the county's communities be a place where we and others want to live, work, play, and learn? And I'm going to finish with this slide here. I'd be glad to take questions. This is just showing you where our current subarea plans are going on, and obviously this is the one south of the canal that we're working on. So that's my presentation.
Thank you. Questions? I see Mr. Tackett and then Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Mr. Hall, on the, I think your first slide or second slide, you said anything. Okay, so you say anything over five lots. So let's just put it on the record to be clear. So there's no vagueness here. Over five lots. So five lots and under is a minor, or five lots and above is the major?
Once you get to your sixth lot, right?
Yeah. Okay, so that's
it. Lot number six.
Lot number six, it triggers it. Now, in our code definition of the UDC, is five or is six lots already classified as a major?
Yes, we're not changing that. We're okay. Using existing definition.
Okay, just wanted to be clear.
Mr. Carter.
The primary purpose of this, and I agree we need to study it, is to conduct research and consider the septic systems. I understand what's happening with the Southern Plan. I talked to Will Matko. I got a copy of that. I asked about the expertise for dealing with sewer versus septic. I didn't find a whole lot with them or with Jeff Ringer or the others on it. And what I'm concerned about, although I think it's very much needed, is I have not yet seen a detailed plan for the research. You know, what are the deliverables that this council will have in front of it within a year exactly? What are the precise questions to be answered? Not just the big group meetings where we bring a lot of people together for a broad visioning type of planning meeting and get all those aspirational goals, but what are the specifics? Where are the task descriptions? What's the data collection plan? What are the data products? What are the analytical methods? How are we going to do it to combine not just the impact of sewer and septic, but all of those other factors that get induced? You know, once we do this with sewer and we get all that density, we still have, what, three or four police officers for the entire area south of the canal? How are we going to assess that and all of the other issues I want to understand?
You better give them one at a time.
And what are the interim and final benchmarks? That's the first one. Well, I got a few more, and I will let the chair spread them out, and we'll come back. But I really, you know, I funded a lot of comprehensive planning over 20 years while I was with the state. I, in many cases, pulled back with the planners on, particularly on environmental issues, and would not do it unless we had a technical staff assigned with them, because they get into this with the aspirational stuff and they don't have the details. And I know you're citing the Chesapeake Bay stuff. You just sent me a 2004 report that says they're not going to look at attenuation. The 2006 report raises questions about attenuation and the need to do sub-basin modeling and analysis, which is contrary to some of the claims that we have here. And I think it all needs to be evaluated and studied, but I need a detailed study plan, because we're gonna give this authority for a year, and I'm not sure what we're gonna have at the end of a year yet, when we have to make the decisions as a council.
And so all of the things that you stated...
Can you have Anthony read those back to us?
Yeah, I got five of them. That's why I have Anthony. So all of the things that you stated, just to be very clear, you believe need to all be part of the moratorium or to be part of the Southern Master Plan?
I think they need to guide it. But what I would like to do, or what I would like to see, is a very clear work plan. You start with the questions we're going to answer, and then you provide me precisely what that plan is, how you're going to answer it, what data you're going to have to collect, what your benchmarks are, so that we know what we're going to have at the end, and so that we can ensure there is accountability in moving forward as we go, to make sure that we are in a position to make a very informed decision.
Because I think last week we talked a little bit about benchmarks, and the benchmarks that were discussed in some of the other committee meetings were things, as you mentioned today, police, paramedics. Like if you're going to do a Southern comprehensive plan, where are your benchmarks for when we get another paramedic station down there? Because at this point we know that you are the lowest call in paramedic volume at this moment. So where is that benchmark? I get that. Where is the benchmark for police? Because you have a lot of state jurisdiction down there versus county, which we have no control over. So we...
So let me be clear. Those are important benchmarks that absolutely should go in to guide a plan and the decisions down the road. The benchmarks that I'm talking about, we have people in this county who write detailed grants all the time. And to get a grant, make sure that you're going to be on track to deliver that work product, you have steps along the way and various deliverables, various inner reports. You're going to have this data, you're going to analyze it, you're going to look at it this way. I haven't seen that yet. You know, and particularly for this technical issue over wastewater, and how we're dealing with it down here, I really think we should. The big issue is, well, we're saying it's all these impacts on water quality, and we say it's linked to a TMDL, but we don't know what the attenuation capacity of that subcatchment is. We don't know where we cross it. We're just making assumptions based on the transfer of data from the Chesapeake watershed or from wherever else, and haven't even run those load numbers yet. We don't even know. We know that you get better efficiency from wastewater treatment. We know it's some density, it's a problem. I don't see where we're gonna collect that data and
okay,
have
and,
that.
And I'm, and correct me, the rest of council, if I'm wrong. That is not necessarily our purview. We enable the department to put the moratorium on, and at the end, or as we go through in interims, usually the public works and or land use, depending on who is doing this, comes back in and gives reports. Now, if you as a council person choose to ask that you can work with either of those departments on this, I would think that that is acceptable for you to ask, but this council does not usually say, yes, this is what you can do and this is exactly how you have to do it. We give them the enabling, the ability to do it. They're the experts. We do not have, other than maybe you, we do not on this council have that expertise. So we rely on the experts, whether it's an outside consultant or whether it's somebody that is doing it within the department, for them to gather all of that data. Now, if people on this council think that it's necessary for us to know all of this, to have an exact task description, then we can have that discussion and we can have a motion and we can vote on that and we can ask the department to do that and involve us in this and or make sure that we know exactly where they are going every step of the way and what the end result is supposed to be. I don't know that you know what the end result is supposed to be until after you have
the
study.
You don't want the results. But we have heard a list of questions, and I want to precisely know. I do believe if the administration and the departments are asking to be enabled to do this, that we should expect to see a work plan of how they're going to do it before we grant them that enabling power to do it. And I just don't see how we're going to get there yet. I'm not sure. You know, unless we have a predetermined outcome that we are targeting, I'm not sure that the data is going to be there.
And I'm not sure that it's, I mean, certainly there's so many questions here. So when we look at, when you bring land use into this, when we look at the ability to put in sewer or to increase the sewer in the southern part of the county, is that going to mean that we can have higher density than what we would have if we were under septic versus 900 units on septic, and what ultimately is that going to do to the groundwater?
I mean, there are fundamental concerns. As I read even the land use report and the comments that weren't addressed about the public of nitrates in water south of the canal. Well, if you read the actual water quality reports, you will find that's really not the case. There's one site where we have had a confined aquifer with water, I believe. It's a very specific example. But there's not a single one of the wells that was sampled for the 305B report that said we have those nitrate problems yet. So at what point do we get into those troubles? I mean, have we done that?
And at what point are we proactive versus waiting till we get into that problem? Okay, I'm going to go to Smiley and then Mr. Cartier.
Point of clarification, and tell me if I'm wrong, but this ordinance we're voting on does not authorize the study, doesn't put the study into effect, doesn't tell them they can do it. The ordinance we're voting on stops the development with septics while they're doing that. They can do the study anyway. All this ordinance we're talking about here today is to stop the septic implementation while they're doing a study. They don't need our okay
right
to do a study, evaluate, and try to come up with a plan.
Right. We just give them the time
okay,
to do it.
I just want to make sure
yeah.
that yeah, I hear everything's going on and yeah. I'm considering it all. But all I'm going to be voting on is whether I agree the septics should keep going in.
Right, because without a moratorium, if the 900 lots come online within that amount of time, then you've got your 900 lots. And what we complain about on this council all the time is that we're not ahead of the curve.
And by the time you're finished your study, there's nothing.
Nothing left to, right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, okay.
Okay, Mr. Cartier.
I don't interpret this proposed moratorium on septic systems to mean that we're going to really evaluate septic systems. I think it's done so that we can plan sewering the part of the county that is experiencing all the growth with septics. If you look at what Mr. Hall's put on the screen, he's already kind of implied in that septic is bad and we better start planning for sewering this part of the county because we don't want the perforation of septic systems. So I'm not trying to make a judgment. I'm just stating what I feel is really on the table in front of us.
I want to say.
I noticed the GM for Public Works is here, too.
Let me quote what Matt Meyer and Colin Romero published in the op-ed. This week, the Meyer administration will propose to council that we temporarily suspend the approval of major residential subdivisions using septic systems in Newcastle County to give our community an opportunity to consider the expansion of public sewer. So have we already made a decision and it's nothing but a charade with the community? That's my concern. Have we set a preset agenda that we are driving down there when I'm assuming land use works for Matt Meyer, who put this in writing? And you know, we had 120, 130 people at the Odessa Fire Hall. You know, is it a preloaded, predetermined decision for my community? You know, I see problems. I see ways to do it. We can do part of it on sewer. We probably will need to. We can do part of it on large lots of septics. I don't know what that land use is, but what I see and what I fear is a preloaded driver here with an implicit bias being driven that I'm not sure whether I agree with my community or not is the way to go. And I'm just trying to look at, okay, so if we are going to do this and give them an opportunity, what is the plan? The questions, have we shared it with them? Are we working through it? That's my concern here, and I haven't seen that work plan yet. You know, what I see is a bunch of this stuff being done, a bunch of communities coming together aspirationally for something that may not come out the way they hope it will in the end, and I need to find that common ground south of the canal. You know, and this has a lot of impacts on other things because, you know, we know from the past that we do certain areas, particularly where there's older communities' density, will get a lot more pushback. It'll hurt my ability to do it elsewhere. And I'm not sure this approach, without having this work plan in place, open and transparent, is going to make it easy to do that in the long run. I could be wrong, but that's the issue.
Council President.
Yes, I wanted to ask, do we have a cost figure for how much that's going to be? As far as moving forward, are we going to sewer everything? Is that, if we vote on this, is that what we're sort of voting on? And then in the future, we pre-voted in, or at least our intentions, to raise how much we're going to be spending on sewers in the future?
So a couple things. One is Councilman Smiley was trying to drive towards. All you're really voting on today is, you going to agree with the, are you going to vote on the draft ordinance? You get a pause of time to do the plan, to study for the plan, to look at these issues. So that's all you're voting on, is the moratorium for major subdivisions of septic. So we have a timeout to look at all the issues y'all are talking about. So on how much it costs to extend sewer or not extend sewer, those are issues that will come up. Those are issues that will come up as the plan is developed. And there's, you know, and you could have policy discussions about is it a pay now or pay later proposition for the sewer, or not extending sewer and having failing septics later. I don't think it's all or nothing for areas that are experiencing growth that may get sewered, may not. But the reality is Newcastle County with very small allowable lot sizes on septic systems. You can build major subdivisions on septic systems on very tight lots in Newcastle County. The zoning is there. It's not that different from when you're on septic or sewer. So what that means is We don't really have a way to control the growth over there because of long-standing policies in the county. So you're looking at the development market, the real estate market, wants to build in that one part of the county we've been focusing on. Certainly it's not the only place, but that west wing over there I showed on the map. And so we don't have a way of stopping the growth because zoning's in place. So it's a matter of sewering it or allowing it to go septic or doing something different if the plan directs us to. I know Councilman Carter mentions maybe larger lots that are required for septic systems. Many other jurisdictions that allow septic systems have much bigger lot requirements than we do here in Newcastle. So there's a lot of different things.
Has any work been done on plans, even preliminary or possible plans for sewering in that area?
We have talked to council through executive session about some issues with legal settlement with a piece of land over there. So there are always ideas about people wanting to build something and how that would manifest itself in different forms, sewer versus septic. The Department of Public Works is always looking at what are our future plans or potential plans or options, scenarios for where sewer may be extended, where it won't. But in order for all those issues to manifest themselves in an open, transparent way in a plan, that's what this year pause is for.
Right. I just want to get an idea of, and it would be more helpful for the cost. Mm-hmm. If at the end of this moratorium, what direction we're moving in, that we have cost analysis of both options.
But
I want to make sure that we're not signaling that we're voting for this now, but later, this is sort of like people may suppose that later on, that we're on the way to moving to eliminate the septic.
I would say
because I don't know where we are going to be on that.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we're not sending a message either way. Because
right.
I don't know that myself or others right. on council have made it, determined because we don't have all the information.
Right, but right? that isn't the ordinance. The ordinance says that we are putting a pause on building on septic for a year so that the departments can decide which direction they want to go, along with having public hearings on this. So in the end, if they would say, we believe that this, and this should be sewered and this can stay on septic, we then would have another decision to make. Because if it's money that is not already authorized, if there's not enough money in the Southern Sewer
right,
project.
Because we're talking about a big number if we're going to.
Yes, but there's money authorized for Southern Sewer. So if they can fit it in with the money that's authorized for Southern Sewer, and Tracy, correct me if I'm wrong, they can do that. If they can't, and we have to authorize more funding for it through either the budget process or an amendment to the budget process, those are decisions that council will make. So this is not necessarily the time, in my mind at least, to talk about what it's going to cost in the end, because you can't know what it's going to cost in the end until you know where you're going. And you can't do, and we don't know that until you've got all the information and have the study, if that makes sense. I have Mr. Hollins and Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that Councilman Carter's concerns are valid. And that there are certain standard protocols for research projects, studies, grants, etc. But when I look here at the last three points here that the general manager has presented, when I see a proliferation of major subdivisions on septics, and then I see the obvious bad environmental contaminants as a possibility because of that. And then there's time to sort of address what we see as the clear danger to our environment. So the question becomes, do we wait until all these protocols are in place before we take any action, or do we stop what's going on and give the professionals here the opportunity to come up with a plan or come up with some of the protocols that Councilman Carter has mentioned, and then report that back to county council so we have some idea where they're going with this. I think that you have to do some of this before you go to the public in the first place. And I agree with Councilman Carter that whatever this he's reading from, the announcement to the public, could give some impression that we've already made a decision of where we're going. I just think that's not worded in the best way that I would agree to. But I think for now, we need to stop what's going on. I mean, I think that's the biggest threat before us now. Do we allow this to continue on and on and on, and then try to grab it after it's way out of our control? In my opinion, it's gone too far already. It's gone too far since yesterday. So to wait another day just to stop it, I think, would be a mistake. But I think we can incorporate the concerns that Councilman Carter has going forward. And the other side of this, I think that, you know, it's too early to get into costs and all those kinds of things because we don't know yet. And then right. If we have to get into those policy decisions or financial decisions, it has to come back to council. The department is not going to make those decisions without coming back to council. So we will be in the loop of where we're heading with all of this. But I think for right now, this ordinance does what I think needs to do, what it needs to do, and we need to do it right away.
Mr. Carter.
Let me be clear that I don't necessarily, in fact, I don't at all oppose a one-year moratorium. But my concern is I'm not yet convinced that there's a plan in place to use that full year as effectively and fairly as we could. I mean, if I get a firm commitment from the administration that we're going to see a plan of what they recommend and that we can provide technical guidance, you know, I mean, and I've worked with this a lot. In 92, 93, I was working with Dave Sheppins and John Barm and Judy Denver for the Inland Bays to try and sort out what to do with septic and sewer. We overshot on sewer. We ended up overdeveloping the area and probably trashing the Inland Bays here, you know, to the point where with impervious surface, we can't recover. There's a balance between it. We need to figure out where we find that, how we do it, which areas we do what. There are specific questions that we need to articulate and be openly sharing with the public. To tell me we're not planning, look, there is a bid out because of some of the legal stuff to run, not just the sewer that's needed for legal settlement, Port Penn, but a much larger pipe at the same time. That bid is out right now. You know, I talked to Jeff Bross the other day. Apparently, they're doing some work already on the West Wing for sewer. I can tell you my community doesn't know this is going on, and they're coming to public meetings thinking their voice matters. And when this gets out, they are going to explode. And, you know, we have to be careful here. We have to really think about what we're doing. We have to be very open and transparent about the challenges that we face. These are hard decisions that have to be rooted in hard data to start and then put the politics on top of it. So, you know, look, I know we need the time. I agree we need the time. You know, I was down this morning trying to pitch the project to do the survey of septic maintenance activity to answer some of the questions we're going to have to deal with. I'm trying to get the money to do that from DENREC and other stuff. We need a plan. And I'm happy to pass this, but I need to put on the record, and I will do it at the vote, my concerns right here, because a year from now, I want to see what questions are answered. And if the community's upset, then, you know, we're going to have to do something else legislatively, I think, or try to do something else, because we haven't dealt with it and answered the question as well as we could. That's where I am. This affects Southern Newcastle County more than any other area, and we have to be careful.
Council President.
I just wanted to say I did speak with Mr. O'Mara after the op-ed was out, and what he shared with me is one of the concerns is a number of the septic systems are failing. And that I believe he stated that it was the state's responsibility and not ours. Is this something that we need to look at too? And again, moving forward, you know, I don't have enough information on that. I want to know what septic systems are failing. Where are they? Is this a big problem? And do we need to address that? Would we not address it at the same time?
Mr. Smiley.
I just want to say, I'm hearing about the year. To be clear, any council member can ask the co-chairs of land use to schedule a status review and a presentation to council anytime during that year to see where it's gone, what it's not. And I recommend that. I don't think we put a hard fast every 3 months. We'd like to have some progress, not to just come. So just keep that in mind. At any time, here's something you don't like and you think it's all right, put your request in. Let's have land use, public works, come in front of council. Where are we? What's around the corner?
And we've done joint meetings with Public Works before. We can certainly do that again. Mr. Carter.
I just want to respond to Madam President's questions. The answer is yes. I analyzed that data. I presented some of it in the committee meeting here. I presented a lot of it to the community advisory council for Denrec this morning as part of that grant request. We know legacy systems have a problem. In the literature that has been cited from Chesapeake Bay, I have those reports here. They very specifically lay out the need to separate the older legacy systems, the new systems, how we deal with them. In terms of which ones and dates, because Denrec wouldn't deny the FOIAs to get that data. I don't have that yet. I'm trying to get that. Some of the inspection stuff will do it. I do think that's part of it. All of these things are part of it. It's going to take probably 6, 7, 8 tools, including some expansion of sewer, some areas where in a lower density we do septic, some other considers for infrastructure, some consideration for schools, some considerations for obstacles to affordable housing. All of that has to be tied together into this plan. And I just get really concerned when, you know, we have a transportation agency and a consultant that does transportation overseeing a master plan, and I don't see the technical stuff when we're driving an awful lot of this emission from sewer. I love Jeff Ringer and I are very close. I've worked with him for years. I've worked with Matco for years. They're not environmental experts. We need to figure it out. We need to find those partnerships. If that means somehow getting a legislature to get Denrec to put somebody in and help us answer this, that's fine. But a year isn't much time to do this type of work, and we should have a plan getting to ground now. I've run these projects in the past. You know, I had a police escort out of Sussex County with Toby Clark going to put a septic moratorium in. This one won't be that bad. I just don't see that detailed plan of action in front of me. I'm happy to continue to work. I just sent an ungodly 4-page email response to Rich the other day. I will keep sending those. I think we can get there. But we need to have that plan in place, and we need that quick. And I would challenge, if we vote this in, and you know, I know we need a year. I agree with that, but within a month, we need a detailed work plan if we're going to be successful. And, you know, there's a lot of risk for Southern Newcastle County, because if we don't get it right planning this time, it's over. The path dependency is completely set. It will not change. What we get with that land use pattern will be permanent. It will be permanent. So when I press and get a little passion and I'm insisting on this level of intense data, there's a reason for it.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Richell, General Manager of Land Use. There's a couple of things. Wouldn't want council members to walk out of room thinking we have this haphazard approach to the plan. There's a scope of work with the consultant team. And Councilman Carter is correct in that, you know, we're doing this. We're getting most of the funding for this through WellMapCo. I simply put, there's a scope of work. We in the county are rounding out some of the parts that I think Councilman Carter is more focused on, and that's looking at the environmental land use side of it. We're using their expertise, while MAPCO's and more the transportation side and some of the public participation and such. So two things on that. We have a report that's still under development from University of Delaware and from Duffield Associates. We have two drafts. What we'd like to try to do is either combine them somehow or issue the two drafts. And Councilman Carter, you and I talked about that a little bit, that we have this work ongoing, have our own work. So don't discount the capability, skills, and knowledge that your own county staff have between my department and Public Works as well. That collective knowledge is not, I suggest you don't discount that either. We will have that report, again, whether we issue two separate reports or we combine them somehow. Some of it's just a logistical issue, really, from those two sources I just mentioned. I think we can commit to have that done in a month. And I know that we've exchanged a number of emails on sources of information. Having said all that, I don't want to raise the expectations that we're going to come up with precision information on septic systems. They're out of sight, out of mind. This is not unique to Newcastle County, not unique to Delaware, not unique to this country. Those things are put in the ground, out of sight, out of mind. They're not used to tract well. They're not historically maintained well. And that's all the more issues that go along with septic systems. They have their right place. in some instances, but we are never going to know with precision exactly what the loads are from them. And I cited before, and I'll end on this part, the premier water resource effort in this country, the Chesapeake Bay program, has studied this issue for decades. And with very sophisticated modeling and monitoring. And so their results, I think, are very applicable to Delaware, including Newcastle County. So I just like to close on that point.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Yes.
My name is Peggy Schultz, and I'm speaking on behalf of the League of Women Voters of Newcastle County. A one-year moratorium on major developments that depend on septic systems makes a lot of sense to the League of Women Voters. Newcastle County's groundwater monitoring program has found excessive nitrates in the groundwater supplies of southern Newcastle County. The program has concluded that agriculture and septic systems are the culprits. Not only is this contamination problematic for the fish, crabs, and marine life affected by runoff, but it is untenable in terms of water that people are expected to drink. Too much nitrogen, according to the United States Geological Survey, restricts the flow of oxygen in the bloodstream and is particularly harmful to infants under 4 months old, as well as to young farm animals. Water treated by Newcastle County's water treatment plants is, on the other hand, significantly cleaner than the water in our local rivers and streams, according to data gathered by DENREC and by Newcastle County's Department of Public Works. The Planning Department reports that 199-lot septic served development directly over a water recharge area was up for approval late last year. We need to give our county council the teeth to oppose such unwise development. A moratorium will give planners an opportunity to work out an effective plan for preserving the land, which ought to be kept free of development for generations to come, and to work out where it is desirable to expand our public sewer system. We urge county council to approve this moratorium.
Thank you. Any questions of Ms. Schultz? Thank you. Any other public comment? If not, we will move on to Resolution 19-something. Ms. Diller, this is to rename the apartment portion of Chestnut Hill Preserve, tax parcel number 11003-30049, located on the south side of Chestnut Hill Road, 3,077 feet east of Marrows Road, to Our Lady of Grace Village.
Yes, this is a simple renaming of a portion of what was approved as Chestnut Hill Preserve, but there are multiple tax parcels in Chestnut Hill Preserve. This will take the apartment portion and rename it, and that's all it's doing.
And from the department's perspective, this has gone through whatever approvals you need, post office, fire marshal, whatever. Right.
Yes, Anthony Sikowski with the Department of Land Use. As part of our review, we reach out to the public safety and also U.S. Postal Service to confirm they're acceptable to the name change. And with this one, there's the 8.5-acre portion that's right. The apartments right behind the Christian Sisters. They were acceptable to the name change.
Very good, thank you. Any questions from council? Any questions from the public? Thank you. Nothing, let's see, other? Anything under other? Public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.